And in 425 BC, after the victory at Pylos, there's a tribute list in which the tribute may have been tripled or more to at least 1,500 talents or more. That is, substantial rises in tribute demanded of the allies, and this is payment in silver, good silver, fine silver, either in coin or plate, which the Athenians then brought to the Acropolis and reminted as Athenian coins and used to meet Athenian expenditures. And so those Athenian tribute lists are an extremely important documentation in the fiscal exploitation of the empire. At the same time, a whole group of decrees, most of them dated to the 450s and 440s, also have come down to us. They are inscribed in stone. They are apparently erected in Athens and very often in the allied city. They involve decrees imposing governments after rebellion. There is an extremely important decree moved by Cleinias, who is the father of Alcibiades, the notorious political figure of the later Peloponnesian War. That decree, dated somewhere around 448, 447 BC, the date's a bit questionable, led to the reorganization of tribute collection, the imposition of all sorts of measures to ensure rapid and efficient collection, and also the division of the empire into various districts. Five major districts in which the tribute was collected. These included the regions going from northwest and in a sort of clockwise circle around the Aegean. It was centered first in the Chalcidice, that three-pronged peninsula which was home to many Greek cities, which is just south of Macedon today. The Thraceward areas, those are the islands and shores of northern Greece today and parts of European Turkey. The area known as the Hellespontine regions, those are the regions of the Bosporus and the Hellespont, for which we today say Dardanelles, a whole cluster of cities, including Byzantium, Chalcedon, Sestos, Abydos. Those are the strategic cities guarding the routes into the Black Sea, the Euxine regions. Ionia, which is the various cities that stretch along the shores of Asia Minor, and also attached to it was a region called Caria, which is southwestern Turkey, which was eventually dropped because it was too far inland, they couldn't collect much. And finally, the islands, the central islands in the Cyclades. The most important of these regions were actually those first ones, the regions of the Chalcidice and the Thracian shore and the Hellespontine regions. Those are the regions that furnished important raw materials as well as were on the grain route to the Black Sea. But all of those regions are carefully organized and supervised. There's another decree that's passed at about the same time. It's known as the Athenian Coinage Decree, and it resulted in the imposition of weights, measures, and coins of the Attic standard, that is the standard of Athens. Many Greek city-states, when they entered into the Delian League, used their own weights and measures, standards, and issued their own coins. These would be coins in silver, or in the Hellespontine regions, their electrum, that's a mixture of gold and silver, natural alloy. What the Athenians did is order that all tribute be paid in Athenian coin. And this resulted in the reminting of a vast number of local coinages into Athenian money. And that had several consequences. One, in the recalling and the reminting of this money, various fees were charged, and it's been calculated the Athenian state made an enormous profit on this, just in the act of reminting. The issuing of money is a wonderful racket. Just by creating money, you always make money as a state. The Athenians are extremely good at this. The other point is it removed from circulation all of these competing and conflicting coinages. It facilitated tribute collection since everything is collected in the same money. And third, it was also a direct assault on the sovereignty of these states because all of these coins carry traditional types, that is designs, and an ethnic. An ethnic means the abbreviation or the name of the people who issued it. So it would be Thasion, money of the Thasians, or Athenion, money of the Athenians. Now, all the money used in the Aegean world was of the Athenians. And so this type of action, as well as the reorganization of the allies into what are essentially fiscal districts, is just a blatant way of Athens saying in the 450s, you are now under our control, we tax you, and you are extensions of the Athenian state. And these arrangements were justified and legitimized under the 30 Years' Peace. And that is part of the changes that come in the wake of moving that treasury to Athens in 454 BC. I think a sense of how this change must have influenced members of the Delian League can be captured by reading some selections from one of the decrees that were erected